Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. So Americans know that Hurricane Katrina happened, and maybe a few things about it, and maybe the line, heck of a job, Brownie. But this was a major event in American history that exposed deep underlying currents of history and the state of things today, if we care to look deep enough. Now, the Columbia University Teachers College is out with a curriculum for teaching Katrina in schools based on Spike Lee's HBO documentary, When the Levees Broke. With us now are Teachers College Professor Margaret Crocco, who led the development of the curriculum, and New York Times columnist Bob Herbert, who has obviously written a lot about Katrina. If you read him, you know that, and hosted an event to launch the curriculum. Bob, welcome back. And Professor Crocco, am I saying your name right?
You are.
Welcome to WNYC.
Nice to be here, Brian.
Professor Crocco, why a curriculum about Katrina? Why this response?
Well, I think we felt that the issues around Hurricane Katrina really unveiled opened the curtain on some longstanding issues in American history, in American culture, that most Americans found rather surprising at the time of Hurricane Katrina. Unfortunately, I think many people reacted with a sentiment that, am I actually witnessing an event that's occurred in the United States? This seems to me more like a third world country. And I think those of us who've been studying these issues for a long time recognize that perhaps we're not doing as good a job as we should in schools, colleges, universities, and communities generally to bring these issues to the prominence that we believe that they need to have in our democracy.
So let's go right there. Where do you start? Are there major ideas and principles that you organize this curriculum around? I'm looking at your website and I see, for example, lesson plans, Katrina and environmental justice, Where is My Government, the Mardi Gras Indians, Katrina's Commentaries, New Orleans in Peril.
Yes. One thing I should point out is that the curriculum is not just for schools, but it is a curriculum also for colleges and universities and also for community groups. When HBO aired When the Levees Broke, they heard from representatives of all of those groups immediately who said, where are your educational materials? So we decided that we wanted to focus on those three audiences, and we organized the curriculum around two kinds of questions. What kind of country are we, and what kind of country do we want to be? And went from there, and then knew that we needed to give the curriculum some focus beyond that, because obviously there are myriad directions one could go in exploring the issues around this. But we decided that we would stick to social studies, and of course, as you know, that's conventionally history, civics, economics, and political science, and then history curriculum, and then a kind of a general review and discussion of the film itself for the community groups.
Bob Herbert, I guess you think this is an important idea?
Well, I think it's a great idea, and I'll tell you why. The curriculum invites people to look at a complicated issue, to come to it with an open mind, and then to discuss it so that you end up paying much closer attention. What struck me about the flooding in the immediate aftermath of the hurricane was that you had these horrible images on television, and the country let out a collective gasp. They said, oh my goodness, how could this be happening? And so many of the people are so poor. And it reminded me of the days, the old civil rights days a half century ago, when you would see blacks, you know, being attacked with fire hoses and dogs on television, and people were shocked then. And my goodness, I can't believe this is happening. Well, this is always happening, and we shouldn't be surprised when we see the images on television. That it shouldn't take TV images to make us respond. And what this curriculum does is it brings this complicated issue to a lot more people and looks at it in depth so that people can no longer plead ignorance about these very serious matters.
And I see by looking at the curriculum, the written copy that you just handed me, Dr. Crocco, how much deeper it goes than just the events of late August August 2 years ago in 2005. For example, what does it mean to be a citizen? A curriculum about Katrina using civics and government. Third world conditions in a first world country, using economics to understand events before and after the levees broke, a sense of place, a sense of home, using geography to understand the levees catastrophe, and learning from history in an effort to understand the tragedy of Katrina. So there are a lot of deeper academic themes.
Absolutely. I would like to emphasize one point that Bob's just made, and that is that this is an inquiry-oriented curriculum. Now, that's education speak for this idea that we're not providing answers. Instead, we're raising questions. This is a curriculum that's about democratic dialogue and civic engagement. These are tough, thorny issues because fundamentally they deal with values. And so values conflicts are always those that are most deeply felt. But we feel that we need to have more visibility for good dialogue about these issues of race and class. And then we hope that dialogue will prompt people to take some action, that they will get involved at some level in their communities. Because we also raise issues in the curriculum, not just of what does government owe to its citizens, but what responsibilities do citizens themselves have? What obligations do citizens have to each other?
And I see that one of the topics in this curriculum, and Bob Herbert, I don't know if you've looked into this part of it, but you might have special interest in it, called In Our Own Image, is using representations of Katrina to empower media literate citizens.
Well, media literate citizens, that's a whole new issue. That's a very big one. You could have a curriculum on that.
Right.
But what I think happens is, if we could go back to the issue, and this is related, like what does it mean to be a citizen?
Mm-hmm.
Because the media in covering something just sort of, I think, imagines just one viewer and you get the story. But if you think about it in this country, you have a very different feeling about what it means to be a citizen if you're white or if you're African American. But I don't think we think about that very much. And so when we approach these issues that are very complex, that very often gets lost, and we approach these issues in a simplistic manner. And we need to get away from that. You know, President Bush went down to New Orleans and promised that we were going to engage these issues of race and class, and that he would commit his administration, both financially and otherwise, to address the inequities. And, of course, it never happened. And it strikes me that what happens is, on these issues of race, class, poverty, and that sort of thing, it's out of sight, out of mind. If you get the folks off the television cameras, if they're no longer in danger of drowning on screen in front of the rest of the world, then it's no longer a big issue, and we're on to something else. And it's important to have something like this curriculum to bring these matters back up before interested people when it's no longer on the television screen.
So here's a caller who thinks there's a different kind of political lesson in Hurricane Katrina that he wonders if it's raised. Gary in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Gary.
Hi. I don't want to inject politics, but I think certain partisan things are left on the table for that reason. Let me just give you three quick ones real quick. Louisiana was a state run by Democrats. Number two, the Sierra Club and different environmental groups tried to block the Army Corps of Engineers from fortifying the levees. This was this went on for decades.
To protect the wetlands, you told our screener.
And the third one was the fact that Katrina wasn't a very powerful hurricane. It was high, but not unprecedented by hurricane standards.
All right. So I don't know if you want to debate any of those issues in the 2 minutes that we have remaining, but Professor Crocco, let's take one of those that perhaps there was a conflict, and I don't know if he's accurate, but perhaps there was a conflict between environmentalist agendas and levee fortification at one time. Does the curriculum have room to explore something like that?
Absolutely. I mean, because we built in so many history lessons in this, we refer the users of the curriculum, for example, to John Barry's book on the 1927 flood of the Mississippi River. I mean, there is a very long and tortured history around the Army Corps of Engineers that goes back to the middle of the 19th century and then comes up again in 1927 and certainly in the last 20 or 30 years. And we do have precedent for the situation of Katrina with Hurricane Betsy in the mid-1960s and Lyndon Johnson's response to that. And there's certainly political issues in terms of the relative situation of Mississippi and Louisiana.
And when you say that this is a curriculum that accompanies and is based on the HBO documentary, When the Levees Broke, A Requiem in Four Acts by Spike Lee, I mean, that says to people, there's a certain point of view here, which is that documentarian's point of view, that we're now going to turn into a curriculum, which sounds like, to some people on the surface, that you may be imposing a point of view.
But I would point out, in reply, that that is precisely why the curriculum begins with the segments on media literacy, because we want people to be critical, as critical of Spike Lee's perspective as they might be of anybody else's perspective. And what we think that starting the curriculum with the media literacy component gives users the tools to deconstruct the film as they as we'd want them any kind of media.
We have Bob, go ahead.
Just a quick point. I think the gentleman had a point when he talked about the politics. I don't think either party covered themselves with glory on this issue in New Orleans, and they haven't on issues of race, class, and poverty. You had an administration that failed to respond in a timely fashion, but you also had down in Louisiana a state government and a municipal government that were run by Democrats, and they did a poor job as well. So I do think that this transcends the political parties.
And Bob, you got 15 seconds to say anything about the relationship between this and the Spike Lee documentary, important thing to base a curriculum on?
Yeah, I think it is an important thing to base a curriculum on. And then my personal view is that Spike did a really terrific job with this documentary. It's long and compelling and raises a lot of questions. And if you want to disagree with one or two points, fine. But I think that it's enlightening.
New York Times columnist Bob Herbert, Professor Margaret Krakow from the Columbia Teachers College. You can see the curriculum for yourself at teachingthelevees.org. Thank you both very much.
Thanks, Brian.